Yeah. So how do we start this down?
I don't know. Yeah. It's up to you.
How about the, this is the news, according to me.
A little delay.
Yeah. Everybody was expecting it, so yeah. Don't want to get into a rut.
No. No.
Because this isn't the...
We'll leave that up to the Democrats.
That's right. They're going to drive us right off in the ditch. They've already started. Not even... I guess it's been a little over 24 hours
it's
now.
It's been... Yeah.
They've been in charge.
And they got a lot of important things done yesterday. Not even one day done.
That's right.
Yeah.
And Joe... You know, the property is large enough there that they that Joe can't... wander off the property.
Well, that's within, why they put the fence up.
That's why the fence is there. Let's leave that up.
That's for,
this is now a memory care facility. That's,
to make it president-proof. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I just used that word.
Oh, no. Yeah, don't. Yeah, he's not. It's just Joe. Joe is in the White House. He's the, how'd they say it for 4 years? The man occupying the White House.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what he is now to us. So.
Yeah. Because if Trump was illegitimate over a fake...
fake news, yeah, Russia story.
Yeah, Russia story for 3 years. And
Joe is 10 times more illegitimate.
You know, I was... they were saying... Rush was saying on his show today that he estimated, based on the numbers or some poll, there's like at least he... And this is conservative... No pun intended. 50 at least 50 million people that do not view him as like the legitimate president.
Yeah, yeah. That's about well. That sounds about right. Because I know it's like 75% of the Republican Party numbers I heard. 75% of the Republican Party thinks that the election was fraud.
And yeah.
And even a small percentage of the Democrats do. And then you got all the independents, which are about halfway
exactly,
between there.
Right.
So yeah, I would say probably.
Probably higher than that.
You know, maybe two-thirds of the, or over half of the population.
Yeah.
Voting population, let alone those who didn't vote, think that it was it.
Yeah, what does that tell you if and that's with the limited, what they see in the media.
Right, yeah.
You know, what does that tell you about how obvious it was? And yet you got all these monkey wonks that are like, oh, there's no evidence, or there's not enough to overturn the election, which is a terrible argument number, But still, there's no sign of any evidence.
We can't do anything about it. It's not our job to ensure the elections.
Whose job is it?
It's our job to count the votes. We're supposed to count the votes, and then we
make sure we count the same votes over again.
Why'd they have to certify the votes if it's not even?
Yeah,
it's like why are you guys even there?
Yeah,
other than to get your salary to pretend like you're doing something,
just to make us mad.
Yeah,
give us something to talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Yeah, that's what we have to do.
Oh,
so every week now, I'm guessing that every week we have a bill that's about one within every 7 days. We're going to have about a $2 trillion bill. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, we got to do something to keep all those people unemployed from from rioting in the streets,
keeping them down. Yeah.
Hey, did you hear about the Antifa riots in Portland and
in Seattle?
Seattle.
Yeah, yeah.
What happened? I thought
they hate the Democrats. They're like, you can't rule us.
Why? I thought. Yeah, that's right. They can't. Who's the fascist here?
When they were all on there, when they thought it was doing them some good. Oh, look, these people are all on our side. They're now it's all of a sudden we've created a monster. We don't know what to do with these.
You know what they did too? I mean, so the cops. It was at the DNC headquarters, so they start playing this recording. Anybody using force will be prosecuted. Damage of property. And right when they said damage of property, you hear this big. It was. You couldn't have timed it better. I mean,
we shouldn't laugh because somebody, you know.
But
yeah, that's pretty funny.
Oh my gosh!
But no, we do apologize. We're sorry for anybody that
lost
their property there because they.
What was the DNC headquarters?
Oh well, then.
He's starting to scare me.
I've got I can laugh.
You've got that maniacal laugh right. going on there.
I'm
going
to turn it into the Joker. Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, so I don't know what happened. You know, Biden being elected was, quote unquote, being elected.
Occupying the White House.
Yeah, Biden stealing the election was supposed to solve all that, those peaceful protests. I wonder if they called it a peaceful protest.
Oh, I'm sure it was mostly peaceful.
Yeah. Mostly.
The bombs only explode once every 2 hours. So for the other hour and a half, it's all peaceful.
Oh, it's going to be good to see what they do with that.
It's like the guy who was getting, his house was being overrun, and he said, well, I got my Biden sign out there. I'm on your side. I got my Biden sign out there. We don't care. We're going to smash your house anyway.
The other funny thing that Rush had today when he opened up, he was talking about how the first day of Biden's presidency, and he's already got 100, 200 more COVID deaths due to his mismanagement of the crisis.
That's right. I noticed that there's sort of clicker now, sort of ticker down there on the screen.
Because deaths are his responsibility now.
From now on, they're all his deaths. Anybody that dies from this point on is all his fault.
But he did sign that executive order with mandating masks.
Yes, because they weren't wearing masks apparently in the federal buildings.
Right.
Federal property, so now they have to wear them.
Yeah. I almost succumbed to the Democrat diet plan last night when I saw his picture of him wearing his cute little black mask there and that whole stack of executive orders that he just couldn't wait to sign.
Every time I listen to the news and they say President Biden, every time they say that, I throw up a little.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's just getting, and you know what? I think it's, here's the thing. I think it's just soaking
Serenity
in.
Serenity now! Yeah.
Effective strategy to mobilize
sure national depression. I think it's just kind of soaking in the populace now. What has just happened?
Yeah,
you know, I think everybody up until Wednesday thought that even at that last minute they thought somehow.
You really think so?
The ground was going to open up and swallow him.
Yeah,
and something was going to happen. And I think that there was a lot of people. I think we were still holding on to that smidgen of hope, and now it's like. It didn't. Nothing happened. It's done, and
we're all gonna die.
We're all.
Woe is me.
So yeah, it's. I think that's people are like genuinely getting.
Mm-hmm.
They're going through this stage of depression type thing. All the the stages you go through.
The early stages of grief.
Yeah, grief, and all that stuff. And you know where it's going to end up.
With Obama, it was what they call that. Buyer's remorse.
Yeah.
Because at least people voted for him.
We've had the 7-day trial period now. Can we get our money back from this? Can we exchange this?
Well, with Joe, it's like, how did we get here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, literally. He's literally saying that. Where am I? And how did I get here? I was talking this morning. They probably gave him one of those, those little Fisher Price. I couldn't think of the name of the company that made them. The little phone
Fisher
on
Price.
Wheels. Yeah, the Fisher Price. The little phone that had wheels on it.
Oh, yeah,
little
right.
Eyeballs when you roll it along.
That's
the eyeballs.
Right.
I had one of those when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And for some reason, that's all I can imagine that they've given him in the Oval Office.
Yeah.
Because that's what he uses. Look at my phone. Oh, look at it. I push the button. It makes noises. Hello, are you there? I need to talk to you about this thing. Because I need to.
Yeah.
True international depression. That's. Yeah, he'll be making that phone call a lot, probably.
Oh, and the thing about his masks, though, I mean, I just have this sense that this is going to be a daily occurrence of this type of thing. So he goes to the Lincoln Memorial last night, not wearing a mask.
Of course. Yeah. It's gonna, right now we're in this honeymoon stage where he can do no wrong. It's all going to be about how wonderful life is. Just like the guy who the other night was saying how the lights reminded him of Joe Biden's arm stretching out to embrace the nation.
Gosh, what a moron.
And then Chris Wallace saying it was the best, inaugural speech he's ever heard.
Yeah, and speaking of inaugural speeches.
Come on.
Come on, man. Well, there's two things about that. But first, something that I keep talking. I listened to Rush today, but anyway, he was saying, and I guess you said you talked about it earlier this morning, but just it was interesting that all his sentences were like 3 or 4 words or less.
Oh yeah.
But that doesn't bode well.
Mm-mm.
But the other thing that he pointed out I guess George W. Walked up to, can't think of the guy's congressman from South Carolina that you know, gave Joe the push over the line to get you know, South Carolina there back in the primaries. Claiborne.
Yeah.
I guess W walked up to him after the inaugural speech and proclaimed he was the savior of the United States, because he was the one that, if it wasn't been for his endorsement of Uncle Joe, he wouldn't have made it, you know, in South Carolina and continued on his trajectory.
Wow.
Which,
and that nobody else could have saved the country.
And that makes me want to puke a little too, because I mean, you know, I'm sure all the primary elections in the DNC were as legit as
there were
popular
complaints.
Election.
Pocahontas was talking about, she filed, there was paperwork filed.
Yeah.
She filed a complaint, and I think Bernie even filed a complaint about the machines.
Bernie? What, Bernie? What is that? If you just tell me, I'm so upset I can't talk. Just give me another house and I'll be okay.
I have a summer camp.
How about this time over in Moscow? It's better over there anyway.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Even just the way he says that is kind of creepy.
Yeah. Yeah, he's, well, you know why.
Because I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
Oh, gosh. Hey, you.
And he's talking about that as he's talking about being in the, that's the same time he was talking about being in the pool and the kids running their hands up and down his hairy legs. I had hairy legs.
So the moral of the story is, as long as Joe's still in the White House and you get one of those tours, don't bring your kids.
Don't bring your kids. He's standing, yeah. You, I think I told you about this before, that one meme I saw where Joe says, yesterday I went to a petting zoo, and Obama's sitting there going, that was a kindergarten class.
Oh my gosh, that's so wrong.
Yeah.
And he got more votes than B.O.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Like 80 million more votes. He got like 120 million votes, I think.
Yeah, something.
They keep raising it up.
Well, that and the COVID deaths.
COVID deaths. Yeah, now, today I hear that there's been 300,000 of them.
Oh, I just heard 406.
Well, but yeah, then, so what is it?
Well, it used to be 200, and then they debunked that because those were
wrong. Yeah.
Yeah, those were
dying with COVID and dying from COVID. And so, well, here's my question. Why are they bumping? Are they bumping it up? Well, here's my first theory is they're bumping it up right at the end of Trump's presidency, the night before.
Yeah.
So they can say when he left office, there was this many.
So two.
Now, when what they're going to do is they're going to ignore what happens here in the next 90 days.
Oh, are you suggesting they're going to cover for him?
Let's just say some guys from Dominion were over there and said, we're going to show you how to work the numbers.
So I guess CNN reported today that it's a miracle, but the COVID deaths are going down.
Wow.
Or the cases.
Wow.
The day after Biden took the office.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
COVID's scared of Biden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, who isn't?
It's shivering. Yeah. Good question. Yeah.
But, and then the other thing. So he signs an executive order, one of the stack of 17, getting the United States back into the WHO.
Yeah.
WHO. And then an hour later, WHO comes out and says, that testing that we recommended is... It actually overinflates the numbers.
Yeah, they had to overinflate the numbers because Orange Man bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were the ones that defended China's response to the whole...
Well, China owns the WHO.
And that's why Trump got out, because he knew they're a bunch of morons.
Yeah.
And why send them money when they're going to... act like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're into a new administration, unfortunately, and this is what we're being told America wants.
Yeah. The people have spoken.
Yeah. Right.
The people at Dominion have spoken. People at Dominion have spoken. Yeah. So while all this is going on, my concern is, and I know what's happening. I mean, if you kind of, they do this all the time. So while all this fawning over the Biden Harris,
right,
or Harris Biden, however you look at that, is going on. What's going on in Congress right now? Because they've got all this legislation they've just been wanting to push.
Yeah.
Here it's been 24. They haven't even been in session for more than one day.
Did you say anything about that bill I told you about yesterday?
Which one?
It's called the, what did I say it was? Let me look it up real quick.
Oh, the 1776 thing?
No. Or the 1619? No, we can talk about that in a second.
The 2024? No. The 1742?
No, it was called. What was it called? Good grief, we text a lot to each other.
I think it was called.
You may cut me, man, but I'm going to wrap this chain around your
head. I think that's
head.
What it was called.
Oh, it's called the For the People Act.
Oh, I'm sure it's For the People.
For the People Act.
Oh, it's yeah.
It's a 500-page, a 500-page bill, okay? The first day Congress opens up, they all of a sudden have this 500-page bill just to submit. Yeah, they've been working on this for a while. But anyways, what it does is it effectively guts any laws, voter ID laws in the United States right now. Because their premise of the whole thing is because voter ID laws suppress election numbers, or, you know, people voting.
People voting.
But wait, weren't we just told 2 months ago that Uncle Joe, Creepy Joe, got Hiding Biden, more votes?
See, he would have gotten...
He set records, right?
He would have gotten 347 million.
Ah, yeah, that's right.
He would have got 347 million votes if it hadn't have been for the voter suppression.
Ah, yeah.
Because he's...
Right.
Because nobody wants to vote for an old white man.
Yeah. But I heard somebody talking last night on the radio about it, and they were just saying that it's a travesty because it's going to probably what they learned in the battleground states, and this time they're going to make it so that's going to be across the board, make it a lot harder for legitimate elections.
Well, what? How much?
They did that the day they come in.
Yeah.
I mean, couldn't you wait a week until things die down a little bit or something?
No, because they want to overwhelm the system. This is all part of the Rules for Radicals deal. They throw all this stuff at you because there's so many things going on they can't cover. Because if they did it later on when it's the only thing they're doing, when it's a slow news day, that would be the big news.
Or do it on Friday night like normal.
So nobody talks about it. But that's what they do. So my question is, so... How much control does the federal government have over state election
law? That was part of the discussion. And there's some legal issues there and constitutional.
Well, I'm sure that'll go to Supreme Court, and you know what's going to happen then.
Yeah.
By golly, absolutely nothing's going to happen.
Need to do the crickets thing.
Because
there.
That's what they do. We don't want to get involved in election.
Well, no.
We can't do that.
Even if it's a constitutional issue.
No, it's a constitutional issue.
We
can't do anything but the Constitution.
No.
So the Constitution says what it says.
What's the Constitution? Oh, yeah.
That's that thing.
That's that thing that we...
We use it to roll up and smoke little doobies. we've used it almost all the paper that we thought was doobie paper. And now we realize it was the Constitution. So sorry about that. My bad. Okay. Mr. John Roberts. That's Mr. John Roberts. That's a quote from Mr. John Roberts.
Yeah, right. Oh, my gosh.
I was laughing. I'm going to start crying.
What difference at this point does
that's
it make?
That's all they know how to say over there now, I guess. But
Yeah.
So the TNA to be singers were in today.
Uh-oh.
And they were busy, hard at work. They put together a little song.
Yeah.
It's quite the song. And they were inspired by a speech that Joe Biden had given. And
he was telling me about this earlier. He can't wait to let me hear it.
This is the first time anyone outside of me has heard this. And you're all going to be impressed. It's going to be on the radio. It's going to be a big, big hit. It's going to be huge.
Come on.
I need an effective strategy to mobilize true international depression. Come on, man. Come on. True international depression. China is going to eat our lunch. Come on, man. Not a joke. By the way, all you teachers out there, not that many of you are going to die, so don't worry about it. So don't worry about it. Come on.
They're getting into a little bit more heavy, kind of a heavy metal sound now. They're kind of getting into that rock and roll thing.
Yeah.
So it's kind of dangerous. They're, who knows where they're going to go with this?
Oh, the dangers of an editing tool.
You don't leave me alone in this rubber room for long. I come up with that kind of stuff.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
I'm surprised you didn't get a corn pop quote in there, too.
I should have got it. That would have been good at the beginning, actually. I probably could have done that. Yeah, it's
or a train or something. Yeah. Or
not a joke.
Yeah. What are we going to do in the... You know, next week when he's not in office and commie is back.
I've got a bunch of commie stuff. I'll have to put that up there. Yeah. How long? So should we start taking bets on how long Joe's...
Well, that was something else that was in the news today. They're
already talking.
Yeah, they're already talking.
Yeah.
They're not going to waste any time. No. Well, I mean, B.O. and, you know, and Michelle's telling him what to do. So, right. You know, they're kind of pulling the strings in the background. And again, she was his favorite, and she,
that's
he
right.
endorsed.
Yeah, he had her endorsed already.
And you know what I was thinking about that when we were talking about that yesterday? So Obama gets elected, and he got people to vote for him, and he was a good swindler. You know, he was able to convince people and lied through his teeth, even though at that point he had the most liberal record in the Senate.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Who do you think's got the most or had the most liberal record in
the
Senate? Yeah, she does now.
Which was, most people didn't realize that, but she actually, her voting record was the most liberal.
Yeah, exactly.
Even more liberal than Bernie.
Yeah.
a Democratic socialist. So you know what that means. Here we go.
That's right.
Hold your nose.
Boy, you've been working hard today.
Oh, I've been busy.
Come on, man.
Yeah. That's funny. Yeah.
Man.
So, we got that going for us.
Yeah.
We've got, what else we got going on?
Well, the other executive order that I'm aware of that he signed that was, I feel so much better. Well, there's two more I want to talk about. I need to get this off my chest.
Rabbi Rick is over here laying on the sofa. I'm taking notes. How does it make you feel?
Let me tell you. I'm glad you asked. No, the 1776 project that Trump initiated and they were working on for, I don't know how long, the last couple of years, but it was a group of conservative people from across, you know, all different backgrounds or whatever. Victor Davis Hanson wrote an article, a column about it today, and he was on the board. But anyway, they just went through and... It was in kind of in response to the New York Times, I forget what it's called, the 1619 or 91 mm-hmm. project or something like that, mm-hmm. where basically it says we're all racist and we've been racist ever since the beginning and, you know, because that's when America was founded because that's when the slaves came over or something. I don't know. It's crazy mm-hmm. stuff. But anyways, the 1776 project was in response to that and they went through and, you know, did their homework on all the founders, you know, and mm-hmm. they quoted that Frederick Douglass and Martin Luther King both were in agreement that, you know, they didn't want to change the Constitution or they were in favor of what the founders had to say basically, mm-hmm. and they pointed that out also, which is interesting. But anyway, so that commission, 1776 commission, came out just like a month ago. stated that, you know, all these different things about America's history, all the good things about it, the founders, how they were aware of the slavery, and they, at the time, they couldn't do anything about it, but they were trying to, you know, make it so that in the future, something could be done about it. So they never didn't, you know, kind of swept it under the rug or anything like that. But, and the whole point was to, give a recommendation for how history should be taught in schools today. And of course, Creepy Joe came in and nixed that right in the butt because, wow. You know, that's important. That, you know, that was what he got elected to do.
Yeah. Well,
to, you know, that's make sure that
get on top of that
history
right away.
Was not taught correctly to our young people.
Was it Michelle who said we have to change our history?
Well, yeah.
One of that little speech she did, she said, we have to change our traditions. We have to change our history. It's like, how do you change your history?
Yeah.
History's done. We just need to record it properly.
Yeah.
And have it, because we learn from history.
Right. You know, there's a saying over in Russia?
No.
The Soviet Union?
Is it? Oh, I know the one you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's. I say that all the time. I say it all the time. Especially driving down the road when somebody cuts me off.
That's right. No, and it's about history. And the quote, I'm not going to say it correctly, probably, but the quote is, the saying is, the future is always known. Mm-hmm. The past is always what's unchanging.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Because when you change your past, you know, you're taking away your foundation for the future.
You know,
that's why it's so stupid and evil, literally, that they're taking statues down, you know, and it's because they're trying to change what this country was founded on.
Every communist, everybody who's been through the communist takeover of a country has said that's one of the things that they do. That's a constant. That's an always,
exactly,
always done.
Yeah.
And when you do that, it's we're living in this world that, you know, it's Orwellian. I mean, you stop and think about the George Orwell thing about the Ministry of Truth,
right?
Yeah. How to change things. It's getting down to the point where they're going to start saying 2 + 2 = 5.
I thought we already established that.
Well, we did.
Yeah.
Because 2 + 2 = 5.
Right. I feel better too about that.
Yeah. I started charging people more because that. Well, when I ask for $400, I expect them to give me $500.
Yes.
No. Yes. You undercut me by $100.
Yeah, that's right. Let's see how that works for you.
Yeah. Or if when they ask for $5, I just give them $4.
Yeah, that's right.
No, that's $5. Yeah, I had that argument with a guy on an airplane once. I was going over to Nigeria, and we were talking. It was one of the guys in the group that I was with, and he said something about. He kept saying 2 + 2 = 5. I didn't know that was in the book at the time. For some reason, that had escaped me.
Yeah.
And this person sitting next to him, he kept saying, no, 2 + 2 = 5. And I said, okay, if I have this many and I give you this many, how many do you have?
Mm-hmm.
5. I was like, huh, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
And the person sitting beside him said, oh, I understand what he's talking about. I'm like, well, that's
enlighten
just,
me.
It's just stupid. Yeah. explain yourself. He wouldn't explain it. He just said, no, it's 5. It's 5 because, you know, I see it differently. I'm like, you can see however you want, but that's all you've got. That's what you've got right there.
Whatever, right.
I don't care what you call it.
Right.
You can switch the numbers, the names of the numbers around. They're still the numbers. You still only have that much.
Yeah. Right.
So, you know, you can say, well, I only have 4 ships. I'm going into battle against 2,000 ships, but I'm just going to say I have 4,000 ships. I'm going to call each one 1,000.
And identify as something.
Yes, yeah. I identify as the world leader.
That's right.
It's like, you know, some of these people, I guess there's a particular part of our culture now. I won't name what part of our culture.
Yeah.
Who likes to call themselves queens.
Oh, jeez.
And I guess there was one on an airplane a while back, and she was arguing with everybody and all upset and was kind of trying to put them in their place. And she kept saying, I am a queen.
Oh,
I am
my
a queen.
Gosh.
If I would have been the captain on that airplane, I would have walked back and said, you know what? You're not my queen and you're not on my airplane. So you
for
can
much
go
longer.
Yeah, you can go be queen of the Cinnabon down the hallway there, and this plane's going to leave without you.
That's right.
That's what I would have told her. But it amazes me how people want to just become that, And I mean, you can be a king or a queen. You can be whatever you want to in your own little home.
That's right.
But you're not somebody else's king or queen.
That's right.
And when you start shoving that in their face, you're going to get it right back.
And you know what? The Constitution guarantees that you can do that as long as you don't interfere with somebody
else's rights. Yeah. So everybody on
board. If you want to be king or queen or some version of it, depending on how you identify, you know, just go do your own thing. Be happy.
Yeah. Just don't infringe on my.
Yeah.
And don't tell me that my opinion that may not.
And I'll be good with that.
Is different.
And I'm a conservative.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just don't interfere with my opinion of being able to say it's wrong.
Yeah.
Wrong, right or wrong.
Right.
Because all of a sudden, if I have to agree with you, if you're being offended somehow is all of a sudden infringing on your rights, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
You're the one with the problem.
Absolutely.
I was always told when I was younger, if someone has a problem and it becomes your problem, now you've got the problem. It's like,
yeah,
I can't think of the word. I'm not going to, embrace someone else's problem.
Yeah.
To not take become it on. Mine. Yeah, yeah, take on someone else's problem. Yeah, that's a simple way to put it. Take on somebody else's problem.
Because you got enough problems.
I got a whole boatload of problems. In fact. Thanks for reminding me of that. I think I need to go lay down. That's.
Do you remember. Yeah, that's right.
That's a different toilet. I actually have two toilet sounds. That's the more powerful one.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry. We're trying to have a serious discussion here.
Yeah.
But yeah, like we're.
Yeah. Now we all have a big problem in the White House.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's worse than yeah.
Oh, you want to talk about some of the other executive orders that
you had a couple left there, didn't you?
Yeah.
One or two left there.
So another one that I'm sure we're all going to be really excited about is so he killed the Keystone Pipeline, and with one effective stroke of the pen, he negated 11,000 jobs, 8,000 of which were union jobs.
Yeah. They're happy about that.
Yeah, though. I'm sure they are.
Yeah.
So, and then to top it off, this is funny. So Canada, who didn't support President Trump.
Of course not.
There was people in the Canadian ministry that were shocked, and using strong language, I was told, that against what Biden did, because Canada can no longer ship their oil down the Keystone Pipeline.
Whoops.
I'm like, what were you thinking?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna see fuel prices, energy costs are just gonna.
Yeah, right. And speaking of that, the press secretary, I guess what's her name? It's kind of bizarre. Like, Scott, I can't think of how they.
I heard her speak, and I'm like, this is the most. The only term that comes to me is that the whole administration is feckless.
Yeah,
I mean it's one of the lamest, weakest looking. Administrations I've ever seen.
Well, they can't look stronger than Joe.
No, of course not.
Yeah. But she confirmed that fracking is on the table also and will be dealt with shortly.
Yeah.
So I'm sure all the people in Pennsylvania are excited to hear that.
Yeah. They did a good job there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So people in Pennsylvania, if anybody from there listens to this, you were 800,000 votes ahead at 2:00 in the morning.
Yeah.
And how do you feel about that?
Yeah.
You know, because your governor, your secretary of state, and your Supreme Court all worked their butts off to make sure Trump didn't get elected.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah. Yep. Thanks a lot, Pennsylvania. Thanks a lot, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona. Oh, by the way.
But it's not the people's fault. That's you're not saying that.
No,
it's the elected officials.
The elected officials, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you did hear now that Arizona now. Just recently, yesterday.
They found more votes for Biden?
No, but they said, oh, by the way, go ahead and do an audit.
Oh,
yeah, go ahead and do that audit. We're going to let you guys go ahead and do that audit then.
You know what? I hate things like that. Why? What's the point?
What's the point now? That's a waste of time.
Yeah, you're just trying to make everybody mad.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, it's the kind of stuff that it'd be Bowls interesting.
Your potatoes.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if the SCOTUS ends up
Yeah, wouldn't that be rich if SCOTUS picks up a case now?
Picks up a case now.
Gosh.
Yeah, and says, well, you know, it's what, well, we'll know better next time.
Yeah.
We're going to fix it for next time.
We'll do it better next time.
Because.
Promise.
Because I bet you within that 500-page bill that they've introduced now for to change election law.
Yeah.
Someplace in there is, there's a path. I guarantee you there's a path that they've got set up that they're working out to get rid of the electrical. That's an electrical college. I went to electrical school.
Well, they've been talking about that.
Yeah, they wanted to do that for a long time. Yeah, and I covered that a little bit this morning's show because there's a reason for the electrical college.
Absolutely.
There's one safeguard within that. It's actually made for a pandemic. I mean, if you have a region that can't, for some reason, there's low voter turnout because of a storm or whatever happens there. It still gives that state the same equal number of opportunity. Even though only 20% of their voters turn out, they still have the opportunity to vote proportionally.
Right.
So you don't lose, but you don't have another state deciding your election.
Right.
And that's what this is all about. It's like, if that happens, they only have to centralize, as we've seen in this election.
Right.
Fraud only has to happen in a couple different places.
Well, it makes it a lot easier. They don't have to work as hard.
They don't have to travel as far. They don't do as much. They can just all work in one place.
Doggone it.
And they will only campaign in the most populous places.
Yeah.
So you're only going to see campaign. They're not going to come to, you know, they came to Elkhart, Indiana.
What's the point of having elections anymore anyway?
Well, you might as well not even have them.
I mean, they're all going to be,
They're
even that bill they introduced yesterday. Trying to make it more fraud can happen.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And why? It's just like, you can't get a library card without an ID.
Yeah.
So why aren't they concerned about that? That's information. That's education. That's all kinds of things there. You can't get food stamps. You can't get your little card, your little food card.
No.
You can't get that. You can't get welfare without an ID. I mean, of course, and maybe they don't want anybody to have.
I can't buy marijuana without an ID.
Yeah, not in Colorado. You can't. Yeah. So it's you know, because we know you've tried.
You know, honestly, I've never been to Colorado.
Really?
No.
I've been there several times.
No.
Well, I mean, other than when I work, I go there all the time. But when
I've flown into Denver, but I've never been.
Yeah. Actually been to.
Yeah.
We spent some time there. And I got to tell you, Colorado Springs used to be beautiful. And now that there's marijuana shops all over the place, along with the marijuana shops, apparently comes a lot of other problems.
Unscrupulous characters.
Yes. Speaking of downtown South Bend, remember I told you about downtown South Bend?
Oh gosh, I got something to tell you about that too.
You can't walk anywhere there. We went camping there for like a week. It's kind of in the downtown proper area. There's like a campground there that we took a motorhome in there.
Really?
And along this little river walk, and it's all real nice. We were riding our bikes and we were walking every place. We had the dogs with us. And there are piles of toiletries. And also, along with that, the fecal material all along every place we went.
And there's flies swarming all over it.
Yeah. Well, and then you got all kinds of other kind of, there's needles and all kinds of stuff around. That did not used to be the way Colorado Springs was. Back in the 90s, well, actually, it was early 2000 when I was there. I was spent quite a bit of time there because I was in training for something. And I was...
John Denver spinning in his grave.
Oh, my gosh. It's not what it used to be. And it is just falling apart.
Wow.
The homeless community there is... And you think of... You don't think of homeless people in Colorado Springs because it's a colder climate there, but they're everywhere.
Yeah.
And Phoenix, Arizona was even worse. But yeah, so that's depressing. And when you see that kind of thing happening and it's congregating around this idea let's move on to the next topic.
So you're going to get a kick out of this. So on the news today, I heard... And I forget the gentleman's name, but the Republican senator from Tennessee, they happen to be going through. Have you heard this?
I saw a little headline.
Yeah, they're going through Biden's cabinet picks, and of course they came to Transportation Secretary our illustrious Pete
Buttigieg,
and he was saying he was just gushing over about how good it was that. Pistol Pete's going to be, the transportation secretary because he comes from
You know, a little town in South Bend where he's done so much for the transportation and, you know, the roads and stuff. And I was like, where are you getting your information, dude? Seriously, come to South Bend.
Yeah.
His big contribution was to totally muck up the downtown streets in South Bend, add bike paths, all because he needed to have a bike path to go biking around that, you know. And here's another thing. This boils my potatoes, too. So, you know, when I drive down through South Bend, I've never once seen anybody on a bike path.
That's
on a
true.
Bike.
Yeah, come think of it. I haven't either.
Never once.
That's very true.
But yet we have to change one-way streets into two lanes.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I find it amusing, too. And I've been meaning to reach out to some of my South Bend buddies. But in the morning, you're listening to the radio, right? And they do this traffic update. And consistently,
yeah,
I keep hearing, oh, traffic's really bad on downtown South Bend, on Main Street, and on Michigan Street, and blah, blah, blah.
Yep. I'm like, always the same places. Yeah.
I'm like, you never heard that before.
Yeah.
And here's the kicker for everybody that's not from South Bend and listening to this. The whole initiative to do this was called Smart Streets.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's going to be our...
Who's the brainiac?
He's going to be our transportation secretary. But that just goes to show you how out of touch.
Yeah.
And you got somebody gushing over him and has no clue of his track record.
Yep. Yeah.
It's amazing.
I heard about three words of a speech he started to do and I had to turn it off. I was like, I can't listen to that. So, but yeah, he's just, oh, I'm going to make sure everything is safe. That's enough of that. There was also, speaking of Tennessee, there was also another mayor. And I don't know, I noticed the other day, it was on Wednesday, yesterday, that I drove past some government buildings. One of them was a military institution, National Guard facility. And the flag was at half-mast.
Yeah.
And I was thinking...
Well, that's because Biden got elected.
It was only supposed to be that way for 24 hours after, or for, I think it was for 24 hours or something after the Capitol Police guy got killed.
Right.
So I was like, why is the flag at half-mast?
That's a good question. I didn't notice.
So I hear today that there was a mayor in Tennessee yesterday who ordered all of the town's flags at half-mast because of Joe Biden, because of the inauguration.
Really?
In fact, he wanted them to turn the flags upside down.
Well, that would be inappropriate, too.
And that's a sign of distress.
Yes, I know.
So he, I know you did, but I don't know what kind of listeners we got out there.
They're red-blooded Americans, just like you and me.
That's right. If they got time to listen to this show, I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure what you're doing. Right. So, no, I don't mean to offend all of our listeners, but that's kind of just a few of them.
Corn Pop's a bad dude.
Corn Pop's a bad dude. So now, and I noticed today the flag is back up again. So I'm thinking, you know, I bet they did lower it yesterday because of this.
Wow.
Which impresses me.
Yeah.
And then knowing how, I mean, people are genuinely...
Oh, there's a lot of mad people out there.
Yeah, and
lots of mad people.
I think it is just we were talking about this earlier, but I think it is just really soaking in with some people. I mean, I know Brandon Tatum. I watch him a lot. The Officer Tatum.
Yeah,
he's got a YouTube channel.
Yeah,
he's still kind of one of his. He does a live thing almost every night now for a couple hours. I can't watch for 2 hours. If he just did a 12-minute thing about what his topic is, but his thing was, I can't believe how upset I am.
Oh, I know.
And that was his title, the title of his video. And
I'm kind of with him.
Yeah, I felt like I'm with you,
but
brother.
I've been upset since November 3rd.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing has been a roller coaster since then. It's like, how are we going to get this overturned? And I guess it's been because it's just so obvious.
Yeah, no.
How it has all unfolded is just infuriating. Yeah. And now we're literally seeing it.
Yes.
We knew this was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But now they've got, not only, you know, was the House and the presidency, now they do have the Senate.
Yeah.
And
which was all legitimate, too.
And you were saying, I don't know if we said it on the show, but you were saying earlier how Mitch, I'm going to talk to Mr. Schumer about how we're going to share power.
They've been talking today.
They don't know anything about sharing power.
No.
And guess what? Yeah. Guess who else is on their
Mitch,
side?
Mitch, you're really smoking some good crack if you think that's going
to
happen.
Mitch, you might want to go talk to Mitt Romney and see whether he's willing to share power. Because I think they've got 51, actually.
Oh, my gosh.
Because, you know, Mitch is that way. I mean, Mitt. Mitt. I'm sorry, Mitt.
Are you serious? He's going to join the Democrats?
I wonder. Hasn't he? I mean, isn't he basically already? He just calls himself a Republican because he's in Utah. He wouldn't win if he was
a
Democrat.
Wait a second. He's still got 4 years left.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. Is Mitch up in two or is he up in four?
No, he just got elected.
In this election?
Yeah, right. So he's got six.
Oh, gee. He won't make it through six. What is he, like 80 years old now?
Yeah, he's looking pretty rough.
He looks pretty rough. I don't think he's going to make another 6 years. That's a long time for his age.
Man, if Romney...
Term limits.
Oh, gosh. If Romney does that, he...
I just don't...
Utah, recall him. Seriously.
Yeah.
He's not representing the people of Utah.
No, not at all.
In any way, shape, or form.
No.
And the thing that really bugs me about that is Trump went to bat for him.
Yeah. He did. He actually did. Stepped over the line and tried to help him. Yeah, it's... A lot of those guys he did.
Yeah, no.
And they turned their back on him, which I understand. You got to have principle, you know, at some point. So, I mean, I understand the idea that you got to have principle.
Yeah.
However, their principle was convenient. It was just, I have principles and I have to go along with this. The first impeachment, along with it because he didn't go along with both articles. He just went along with the one.
Yeah. That's going to make a big difference.
And I bet he goes along with this one.
Yeah.
Even though it's totally
unconstitutional.
And Schumer has made it very clear. And now Nancy came out. I just played you the video of that thing where she says, we can't have unity without, you know, without going through. It's
meaning, if you don't agree with us on this, we're never going to work with you Republicans again.
Yeah.
Ever. Not like we ever have before.
I mean,
but
she literally said, we can't have unity unless we follow through with this and have integrity in our system, because we can't let him get away with this.
So she calls integrity impeaching somebody, a president that's no longer in office, and there was never a trial, there was never any witnesses.
No hearing.
And the FBI report came out right after they signed the document saying that, oh, yeah, by the way, we've known that this attack is going to happen for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, yeah. And it had nothing to do with his speech.
It's such
of the
a
timing.
Sham.
Yeah.
Nancy.
Yeah.
Put your dentures back in and figure, you know.
Yeah.
Go have another drink. Seriously.
Yeah, it is absolutely. It's just the rage. I wonder how long.
And that's. I'm sorry.
How long their hatred's going to boil. Because it's just, you know, that anything bad that happens for the next 2 weeks that Joe is in there.
Yeah.
is always going to be, you know, Trump's fault. Everything.
Yeah.
And then the Republicans just go along with it.
Yeah.
They don't step up. They don't.
That's the most infuriating thing about the whole thing.
It is.
And people, and that's why, yeah, the McConnell's.
That's our new name for the turtle. The McConnell turtle. This is the turtle.
McConnell's and the Romney's. I mean, they just want the Republican Party to go back to where it was. It's never going back there, guys. Seriously.
Yeah. No.
You've just made a bunch of Trump supporters even go to Trump harder, further.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
well, and now it's not even about Trump. It's about turning on the Republican Party. People are really mad at the Republicans right now. I mean, I've heard on Rush today, we're talking about Rush. I heard the little bit that I heard about it was like two guys in a row were comparing what's going on with Hitler.
Well,
And because this is what happened prior to Hitler getting in. And they were, you know, accusing Trump of being Hitler the whole time, being a dictator, all those things. I got to tell you, he was the worst dictator that's ever lived on the planet. Because he didn't silence anybody, didn't promote that at all.
Yeah.
He was fighting back against that kind of thing. And here we have these corporatists now that are in bed with and it's not just big tech. Everybody talks about big tech is in bed with the Democrats, mm-hmm. with the elite class, the ruling class. It's not just big tech. It's big corporates. Because you've got the banking industry,
mm-hmm.
and you've also got other industries now that are involved in big, you know, that have big lobby groups.
Yeah,
they're all in they're all controlling the puppets that are in the administration. So it is a dangerous world in which we live.
Now, if he was such a dictator, he had ample opportunity to pull a dictator move in after November 3rd, and
you know, but he went, did everything by the Constitution legally.
Yeah.
And everybody that was supposed to be there and do their job didn't.
Right. Yeah.
No FBI, no DOJ, no courts, nothing.
Yeah.
So please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lady Justice has thrown off her blindfold.
Yeah.
And has...
She picked up her flamethrower?
And taken her scales and tipped them the wrong way. I mean, it's just, she should... If Lady Justice was actually Lady Justice... but it's just been, you know, what we expect from the institutions that are supposed to protect our rights.
Right.
And that's gone the other direction.
That's what's scary about the time we find ourselves in right now.
I think that it was the CEO of Parler, I believe. It might have been another guy. I read a little blurb about him today. He said something about we need to completely rebuild our own, which is sad.
Yeah.
We have to basically rebuild our own
internet
structures. Yeah. Everything. The whole thing needs to be built on our own so that nobody can.
Sounds like an investment opportunity.
It would be a pretty good investment opportunity. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think it'd be interesting if Trump. Now, let's think about this. If Trump, I heard today, Trump needs to start his own news broadcast thing and all that stuff. And I don't know that that's.
Ooh. I wonder if he'll be calling us.
He might because, you know. We're cheap. You get a big bang for your buck here.
That's right.
But he, I don't know that he will do that. Some people said he might buy Newsmax or something. But you've got, that's a tricky move because now you've got Newsmax, you've got OAN, you've got the Epic Times. Even Fox is trying to win people back now. They're realizing they really screwed themselves because nobody on the left liked them.
Nobody's going to ever listen to Fox again.
No. Mm-mm. The left hated them.
I mean.
And now all of a sudden the right hates them and there's like nobody left to listen to them
anymore. You got Chris Wallace saying the best speech he's ever heard, inaugural speech he's ever heard.
Yeah.
And the guy can't speak over three words in a row.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really, Chris? Oh my gosh. Seriously? Wake up.
I think Chris is past his prime.
A little bit.
I think him and Mitch and Lancey and the whole bunch of them just go out in the pasture somewhere and walk around and go, I'm a turtle. Look at me. I'm a turtle.
Just don't go in any of the old folks' homes in New York. They're all infested with COVID.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank Cuomo for that.
Yeah.
You know, but I was going to say something too when you were talking about the Republican Party pissing a lot of people off. So here's the gall of the Republican Party. So now they're sending out fundraiser emails and stuff, acting shocked that the Democrats have pulled these moves that they're doing.
Yeah.
And they need money now.
Yeah.
I wonder how that's going to work for him.
Yeah, let's get right on that.
Yeah.
Where can I send my check?
Yeah. Just, here. Here. Where's your toilet paper? I'll write him a check.
There you go. I'm sending it right over to you.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm sure that's going to end up right where you are in the swamp.
I mean, seriously. How stupid do they think people are?
Apparently, pretty stupid.
Yeah, that was perfect music for that. Oh, gosh.
Well, I think they really do believe that they can, that they're going to get this, their old establishment back.
I think they're in for a rude awakening.
Oh, there are. I was talking about that this morning on my show. I said, you know, Democrats' memory is about 3 days long at that, at best. I'm generalizing. And
unless you're talking about Joe.
Joe's is at best 3 minutes.
3 seconds.
3 seconds. I don't want to be mean and cruel here, but I'm just trying to be, you know, but seriously.
We're just being serious.
Yeah, but just. No, but all kidding aside, they really have no memory. And the Republicans' memory, they're just statistically, the Republicans are more engaged in and more serious about political things. About the political process.
The people
are.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the
yeah, right.
And their memory is much longer on this stuff.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with you, but since I agree with that, that baffles me though that we keep electing quote unquote same people.
It's, you know why?
Tell me.
Because of the alternative. There has never been, I mean, you know, it's, when you think about it, it's like, well, when it comes right down to it, I either have to vote for this guy who is going to go, you know, or this other person that is, I don't really like him, but at least they're not that person. It's I think it's been more of an anti-vote than it's been a vote for something recently. Because I tell you,
I think, go ahead.
Yeah, there's just nobody. I mean, if Jim Jordan was in my district, I'd be voting for him.
Yeah.
Regardless of who was up against him.
Right.
Because it's like,
you know where,
There's a guy, I know where he's coming from, and I know he's fighting for me.
Yeah.
These other people, I'm just like, well.
No idea.
No idea. At least they're pro-life.
Right.
Supposedly.
Right.
But they don't make a big deal out of that, but it's just, at least they're not anti-life.
Yeah. And I think it's really hard for some yokel like you or me to run for Congress or, you know, whatever, because A, we don't have the funds, and B, we're not going to get the funds from anybody because of how they do the campaign finance stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. If you tried to primary somebody out right now, once you're in office, it's really difficult because the machine is for the incumbent.
Again.
Now, if one of them were to retire,
then
you have a chance, but you still have to be in with the machine. You still have to be groomed by them.
Exactly.
Otherwise, you don't get it.
Term limits and serious campaign finance reform.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seriously. I mean, that would go such a long way to making this whole mess better.
Yeah. I know, you know, there is one party out there that is wallowing around trying to find its way. It's the Libertarian Party.
Yeah.
I actually subscribe to them on YouTube. I get their stuff. They've been going through some, like they did a response to the governor's thing. And I listen to some of those guys and I'm like, you know, if they had a serious candidate, they would give these guys a run for their money. They have never had anybody who really is a true, and I think maybe the Constitutional Party might be even better, but they're not even known as well. But
yeah, I would, I mean, I like what libertarians stand for from a government standpoint, but their social agenda.
Yeah,
is,
I don't like that at all. Yeah.
But that's the basis for what they, and I don't, you know, discredit them for what they believe in, because their basis for that, because they want government totally out of everything.
Yeah.
But for that to be the case, you have to have a moral underpinning.
Right. Right.
And, you know, so I don't necessarily disagree with that, but when it goes past the place where you create laws that, you know, allow just
everything
crazy.
Yeah. It's, you know, they're closer to an anarchist.
Right.
That's the issue I've got.
But they believe that people are going to do the right thing.
Yeah.
And I don't believe that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's a slippery slope. The Libertarian Party is probably way further left in a lot of things socially.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which really bugs me.
Right.
I think if Ron Paul was a conservative libertarian and he didn't like the Libertarian Party. He got that's why he ran as a Republican, because he wanted to be a libertarian and he realized the rules are so slanted against the third party.
Right.
However, I really wonder if this is an opportunity for us to kind of for somebody to step in and really lead that party and be. Well, or the Constitution Party. Somebody could step
even
in.
Even the Tea Party.
The Tea Party, it was never a really political. Was it?
No, I mean, there
was it on the books everywhere?
Yeah, I remember voting and it had the Tea Party.
Okay. Is it in every state? Have they been able to pull that off?
I don't know.
Because there's so much filing stuff you got to do.
Yeah, they haven't been on the ballot for years now. So I really don't know what happened to them.
I mean, if they're talking about a Patriot Party, and you know.
Ooh, I like the sound of that.
I have never heard Rush Limbaugh say anything positive about a third party until yesterday.
Well, go ahead.
He actually made it sound like this may be it is a viable direction.
Well,
he didn't really go there fully, but he kind of said that.
Today he kind of backtracked on that.
Oh, did he?
Because I don't think he was disagreeing with the idea, but he said the ramifications.
Yeah. Oh, that's huge.
Of a third party would be that it divides the Republican Party and the Democrats always win. But my thought is
if you have a party based on what Trump was going for, I mean, Trump pulled a lot of Democrats.
He did. A lot more.
And a lot of independents.
Yeah. But, and, you know, so Joe still beat him by like 9
well,
votes.
Doggone it. I guess that plan's never going to work.
No, it'll never work because, you know.
We got to think of something else.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think.
Yeah. So I think there's. And Rush didn't go that direction, but that's what was in my mind. I'm like thinking, well, Trump, because the like you just said, the Democrat Party is no longer the party of the little guy.
No.
I mean, they are in bed with big tech
and
big business.
And does it matter whether...
How many of them are millionaires now?
Exactly. does it even matter whether the Republicans win or not anymore? I mean, it's like so... Or is even an opportunity for them to win?
Right.
Because of what they're going to do with the voting laws.
Right. Or, like, if you're like you and me, well, who cares if the Republicans win or not?
Yeah, I mean... I don't really...
Because they don't do anything anyway.
Yeah.
The last person that did something was Trump.
Right.
That's why people liked him.
Yeah. And I don't think that we can count on the Supreme Court to change any laws in terms of...
No.
I'm concerned about gun rights. I'm still concerned about that. After what we've gone through now.
I agree totally. I don't know if I said it on the podcast here or not, but I mean, you know, going back to, okay, so what's going to be the worst thing that happens in this next 4 years, aside from the prospect of never having another free election? So they're going to go back to the BO era, you know, where you have, you know, crazy this and that, you know, they've already walked back the abortion thing, the gay marriage thing, you know, everything that conservatives aren't for. And really the only things that are left are the First and Second Amendments.
Yeah.
Freedom of speech and gun ownership.
Yep.
So that was my whole thought, was that's what I think. And, you know, if you look at what they did with the quote unquote riots in Washington and how and what they're doing now, even after the election, with freedom of speech.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just blatant crazy.
Yeah.
And
they're not
you're
slowing
sitting
down.
There, no. And you're sitting there scratching your head thinking, isn't this America?
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, yeah, I agree. That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah.
So.
And they can so silence people to the point where.
And what's scary is you got big business doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Lockstep with them.
Yep.
You know, well, we're not going to let Trump bank with us anymore.
Right, right.
Or, you know, we're not going to let you use credit cards anymore, blah, 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 or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
That's getting pretty scary.
Yeah. It seems like there should be some kind of law, you know, that protects people like a...
You mean like a constitution?
Like a constitution or something. Or maybe like an SEC, you know, department that steps in and says, you know, you have to have fair trade. Or, you know, some kind of an act, like a fair trade act.
Yeah. Or, you know, what a concept.
Or a Securities and Exchange Commission of some kind. We should start something like that. Yes. And it's, you know, how much more big bureaucracy is there going to be? I just wonder how long it will be before we have to get involved in another war now, and we have to be, to send troops off to someplace because of something. Those kinds of things are already cooking now.
Iran's ramped
they're,
up.
They're
there.
Ramping up. North Korea's ramping up.
Well, because they know Joe's going to send over plane loads of cash.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good grief.
Well, because that always works.
Yeah. We saw how that worked.
Yeah.
Yeah, got to get back in that Iran nuclear deal. Well, if you just hold off for 10 years, we'll be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, wow.
Well, like Joe said.
Took a real brainiac to figure that one out.
Well, even if they had a nuclear weapon, they don't have a missile to put it on. that's what he said a couple years ago. I don't have no nuclear weapon. He treats them like, just like China. He says, you know.
Well, that's because he's getting paid by China.
Well, yeah. And then he thinks, you know.
Where's Hunter been?
Going to eat our lunch. China is going to eat our lunch. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Yeah, he just he treats them like, oh, they're just some little third world country.
Yeah.
They don't have the technology. They don't have the sophistication.
Oh, well, yeah.
They just sent something to the moon.
Yeah. Wasn't it B.O. that said ISIS is the JV team?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, ISIS is the JV team. That's nobody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then the next thing you know, they're at the caliphate.
Yeah.
They're taking over everything.
Who got rid of ISIS?
Oh, yeah. Former president.
Yeah.
Mr. T. Yeah. His name.
That's right. Oh, I like that.
Yeah. So, yeah. I pity the fool.
You know what? I saw another funny. So, I forget. I think it was Rush. Might have been Rush. Referring to Kami as the presidentrix.
Oh. You know, she is in way over her head. She is incompetent as all get.
She's, oh, I know.
She has her faculties with her. She can, you know, she can think and talk. The problem is she is completely out of her league on this.
Oh, I know. I agree.
I can tell when she's talking and when she's saying stuff, it's like, you're like a little junior high girl. You don't even know what's going
on.
Can
I talk now?
Yeah, can I talk?
Is my turn to talk? Can you be quiet? Can I talk?
To think that she's going to be the commander-in-chief is very disturbing.
Ugh.
And I'm not saying that because she's a woman or because she's...
No, I know.
There are women... Michelle Bachmann
right.
could step into the presidential position right now.
Yeah.
Day one and be 100 times better than Biden.
Yeah.
So it's,
well,
not, it's not about
that
being.
That kind of goes without saying. A lot of people could be.
A small mouse could step into the position and be 100 times better than Biden. So I guess I take that back.
That's right.
No offense to Michelle. But yeah. So it's. Yeah, it just blows my mind.
Yeah.
That she is that. And yet she's. And the reason she's Obama's pick is because he can have his little earpiece in, like,
well,
he said.
Yeah.
Stay in his basement and just tell her what to do.
Yep, absolutely.
And that's exactly what they... Both of these people are that.
I know. And the thing is they announced it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you imagine... I'm trying to picture Joe Biden walking into the Oval Office and telling everyone what his schedule is for the day.
Well, I'm going to take a nap at 9 o'clock.
Well, no.
After I have some ice cream. Yeah.
And they're going to say,
come on,
no,
man.
No, Joe, we've got stuff we have for you to do here. Step over here. This is what you're going to do today. You're going to stand right there. And then these people are going to come in. You're going to read this little thing. And you're going to walk over there. And he's directed in every little thing he does all day long.
You know, the funny, I was thinking about that the other day. You got Trump, who was like the Energizer Bunny on steroids.
Everybody's trying to keep up with him.
Yeah. And he's like.
And now they're walking off without Joe and not realizing he's not even on board.
Air Force One
just took off, and so, Joe's not here.
He's walking around the front yard.
Yeah.
Thank God we put that fence up.
He's out feeding the pigeons. He's out by the Potomac there feeding the ducks. Quack, quack. Yeah. I don't know.
Come on.
That's what he's...
But, I just wonder what the White House staff is thinking right now.
You know, I can't imagine. Like,
They're going to have to cut back.
I know. Yeah. The first... Well, you know, they're going to keep him hidden. They're going to try to keep him
all
hidden.
All you got to do is feed him ice cream.
And this whole thing, I think this whole thing about, you know, the coat, well, we got to keep everybody away from him. We've got to keep this because that's a security threat.
Yeah.
That's all just because they don't want anybody around him. And can you imagine...
Well, because Obama and Michelle are in there right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you imagine being the generals? Or they had this big meeting where they all sit around this big table, you know, with the generals and all the heads of the Defense Department. Can you imagine being in that meeting?
Joe's falling asleep.
Yesterday you were in a meeting with President Trump, and he's telling you what's going on, and this is what's happening, and everybody's having their discussions, and maybe they're having arguments, but they're having a discussion. And now you've got Joe in there.
Talking like he's still in the Senate.
What Senate committee is this?
If I was a general sitting at that table, I'd be looking around going, is anybody going to say anything?
I know.
This guy's a babbling, drooling fool. And I don't mean to be that mean.
But they're all looking at each other thinking, but Kami's next in line.
And look at the one sitting next to him. She's playing Candy Crush on her phone.
What the heck's going on? What did we get ourselves into? Call Trump.
Yeah.
Please come back.
fuck.
We had him. We had him right where we wanted him 2 days ago in the cage. Let that slip right through our fingers. Mm. Yeah, I don't know. I can't imagine.
Yeah,
the people
it's a joke.
Yeah, the people who are working with
Trump. It's an absolute joke.
And now they've got this administration going on.
Yeah.
And I think we're headed for some tough times ahead of us.
You think?
It's just a guess. I'm just guessing. You know, it's a crazy theory.
Oh, and you know, when you're talking about things leaking out now things are starting to leak out from the Biden campaign.
You're talking about Nadler?
But no, yeah. No, there's no shuffling going on. No, they're just...
I can't get this image out of my head.
I know. Squeeze the butt cheeks and walk off with baby steps.
I wish there was an audio for that.
I know.
I would be on. I would be playing that all the time. Oh my gosh.
But things are starting to leak out of the campaign now about what really happened.
Yeah, how Joe was acting and stuff, the way things were going.
Yeah, shocker.
Yeah.
I know. And Politico, I guess, is the big Democrat rag that's breaking some of the stories now. And, you know, they were supposed to be the ones that were, you know, betting him. They bet all. But, yeah, we know how that worked out.
Yeah, they did a great job. They were right on top of it.
Well, I mean, it just, yeah, don't get me started. I mean, just when you think about it, he's got literally, he's on tape doing a quid pro quo.
Yeah.
Never got investigated for it. He's got deals with China through his family connections up the yin yang.
Yeah.
He can't utter more than a three-word sentence. He doesn't know where he's at half the time, and he got more votes than Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gosh. Seriously. Okay, now my blood pressure's going up again.
Yeah. The whole vote thing is just... It's just like the whole thing. It really crystallizes it when you realize they pulled cases of ballots out from under a covered table.
Yeah. On camera.
On camera. After everybody was told to go away. And then they run them through the machines.
Yeah.
And the security guard holds everybody down.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden, when he does let them go up there, they just left the building.
Yeah.
Within 15 minutes. Now, we look at that, and we're supposed to be believing the Secretary of State and the governor.
Yeah. Well, they recounted the votes.
That there was nothing to see there.
Right.
That what we were seeing was not what we were seeing.
And they did an audit on 15,000 votes.
They took 15,000 votes and did a forensic audit.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just turned out okay.
Yeah.
Because that one case that they had those ballots in.
Just trust us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're all just supposed to be okay with that. And they only won by 12,000 ballots.
You know,
there's probably 60,000 in that case.
You know, what we didn't see in that interview is the laser dot on the back of his head, and Stacy in the background.
Yeah, exactly. You say one thing wrong.
No, you didn't say it right. You say one thing wrong.
That's right. Don't you forget who the governor really is.
That's right.
You may be the governor. I'm the Terminator.
Oh, that's a scary thought.
Yeah. Speaking of Terminator, you got, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger. He came out and he was like saying stupid things right before this election too.
I don't remember that.
Oh, I should show you some of the video, recordings of him saying stuff. He was typical Hollywood guy. I mean, he came out and basically, and I, you know, he did that speech. I think it was in, when was it? 90, no, it was
well, in, he used to be governor.
2008. Yeah. When he was
governor, a Republican,
he came out at the RNC and did a speech. And I thought it was excellent. Excellent speech. Mm-hmm. He can't ever be president because he wasn't naturally born. So
he's kind of lost his mind.
Yeah, but he literally went off the deep end on this thing. Yeah, it's just amazing to me.
Yeah,
that they are willing to
sell their souls,
and sell the country out and gut the country. I just don't think they realized what what they were giving away at this moment, how pivotal this moment was,
yeah,
and how power hungry and crazy these leftists are.
And what's amazing too is that literally 80 million Americans did understand that.
Yeah. Probably more.
Probably more.
We don't know how many ballots have been destroyed.
Right.
I mean, that.
Or flipped.
Or flipped. I think that there were, you know, what I saw happening. Okay, how is it, why is it that you cover up windows with cardboard in Michigan and that's okay?
Yeah.
That's on video. We saw what. I know. What are you hiding?
I know.
Are they going to tell us that, well there was personal there was personal information in there. We have to make sure that nobody can see
there's,
that.
There's no evidence here.
No evidence.
We can't look at that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And all those court cases that they legally brought and all that, we can't even consider looking at them.
No. They're not relevant.
No.
We don't want to get involved in election law because that's not what we do. All we do is prosecute people that are not guilty. That's what we do.
Or conservatives.
But we
prosecute.
Well, I'm a Republican, so I have to be correct. Kemp and the Secretary of State down there in Georgia, and even the guys in Pennsylvania, they basically kept saying, and everybody on the left loved them because of their integrity. Wolf Blitzer was interviewing the Secretary of State. I'm just so happy that you're so integrity. I really appreciate your integrity. Because you're a Republican, and you're saying it must be true because you're a Republican. Because you wouldn't, because the Democrats wouldn't do that. He knows full well. Yeah. He knows the Democrats wouldn't do that. If there was a Democrat governor down there,
yeah,
he would have.
Well, there is. Stacey.
Well, that's true. Yeah. I digress.
I don't know what you get all worked up about. Stacey's the one in charge.
Well, I was talking about having omelets later tonight, and I need to get my head hot enough to fry some omelets on my head. Frying eggs over here. Yeah. So there's not going to be a show tomorrow. Let's change the subject.
Yeah.
There will be a show tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning, pretty early. I should be up here and I should be able to get the show recorded and on there. And then tomorrow evening's show is going to be Yours Truly, All by My Little Lonesome.
Because I don't like him anymore.
No. Rabbi Rick has given up on me tomorrow. He's got to go eat or something with his family. They're more important than I am. He's given up on his country. You know, our founding fathers, they gave up their lives, their treasure, and their sacred honor. Rabbi Rick's going out for dinner.
That's right. Where we still can.
No, we still can. Yeah.
I want to remember what that was like.
Yeah. Yeah, I have to wonder how long. Well, in most restaurants, there's only like 3 restaurants left, I think, in the state of Indiana. Well, actually, Indiana's pretty good. It's Michigan that's just a mess.
Yeah,
it's
don't just, even try to go eat up there.
It's just ridiculous.
But or New York.
New York, yeah. I used to go to New York all the time to eat. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't Let's drive 6 hours to go get something to eat. that's the plan for tomorrow. And for those of you who are listening, still listening at this point.
I'm sure there's plenty to talk about.
Great, we did. And appreciate you sharing this and subscribing, passing it on to your friends, passing it around, much like they do things in Colorado.
Just, yeah.
Keep, you know, from one person to the next.
And just don't be like Eric and pass gas.
Yeah, just don't do that. There's a button right there for that.
Some people did something.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe the TNA To Me singers will be in again. There's a couple other things that they talk about being inspired by.
They
may say some things. It's hard telling because
you never know when they're going to show up.
Never know when they're going to show up. Because, you know.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I'm just betting we're going to see more and more $1 trillion bills come through.
They're
500, 800 pages long. Nobody knows what's in it. And then we find out what's in it. Like you said, it's just, I think that's our future here for the next couple months.
Totally.
So, yeah. So, hey, have a great weekend, everybody.
Somebody, where's the exit?
Kevin's gonna flip. He's gonna snap any second now. Maybe he's already snapped. I think he snapped me several times today. Yeah. So that's about all we got. I think we're done with the show. I think we're. We just need to stay. We just need to quit.
That's right. We're just getting ourselves whipped into our frenzy.
It is. I'll still be laughing when I get home, and my wife will wonder what in the world's going on.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
But she usually says that about every time I come home, so yeah. I'm not sure.
She gave up trying to understand.
Yeah, she's just, yeah.
My wife did too.
Yeah. Trying to understand me? Or trying to understand,
yes.
Or trying to understand why you hang around with me.
That's right. Just gets me out of the house.
That's right. That's true.
Yeah. Don't you have something to do right now?
Go play with your little friend, Kevin. Yeah. Pretend like you're on the radio. Yeah. All right. Yeah, that's about enough of that. So we'll be back. Rabbi Rick will be back next week.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Oh, yeah.
And other than that, we'll
my second job.
Keep on. That's right. We'll keep plugging away. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great evening.